Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is this a new thing? Is this a new 2021 thing where you don't know what to do when you walk into a store, whether or not you should wear a mask or you don't wear a mask?
This happened to me yesterday, right? So newfound freedoms, lifted restrictions everywhere that you're going. Mm-hmm. The president's on TV going, you deserve it. Have a good time. I walked into the store. I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm still carrying my mask because I feel like I'm being judged as if I'm making some sort of statement when I walk in without it.
100%. I walked into a store to buy pillowcases, right?
Yeah.
On the side. Mine on the front door said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask. So I'm like, awesome. I walk in, everybody is wearing a mask and they're staring at me.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. Am I not supposed to be doing this? So then I'm like, do I give in to the peer pressure and go in into my purse and grab it? And then I'm like, no, but I did what I'm supposed to do.
I went to the store with somebody. They're wearing a mask. My friend. All right. And I'm not. Well, I started to in solidarity when I walked in, and then I'm walking down the aisle and somebody's walking against the arrows. You know how the arrows are still on the floors, obviously.
I think we can ignore the arrows now.
Right. So the person that she's with is trying to walk with the arrow, and she's like, are you walking with the arrows? Mm-hmm. We're done with that, dork.
Right.
And she's not wearing a mask. And at that moment, I took my mask off. I was like, we are done with that.
Right.
Then I was mad at my friend.
Nobody knows what to do. That's it. What has happened is it's turned into chaos. We had gone through such a rigorous process to learn about social distancing, learning about what arrow is on the floor, which way to go, whether you have to wear the mask and when you cannot and all that. And all of a sudden, it was like the CDC woke up one morning and they were like, poof.
Right.
It's done. And now people are in complete state of confusion on what to do. And it's so weird because every place I walk into, it's like everybody's wearing the mask, like the Costco's, the big box stores, everything. And I'm like, but I'm relatively certain they said we don't have to anymore.
Went to a party this past weekend. All right. They're getting ready. It's a wedding. So there was like 180 people. It's the first big party I've been to in like 2 years. And everybody on staff is not wearing a mask, right? They're all setting up. They're all getting their stuff in. I know for a fact that this place has had pretty much everybody vaccinated on their staff. It's part of their reopening procedure, right?
Yeah.
So the party starts. Everybody's wearing a mask. I was like, what is the point here?
It's like, I think we're doing it to make each other feel safer.
Right.
But there's no real reason, and we just don't know what to do anymore.
How do we get out of this thing?
I don't know. I don't think we ever do. I think it's a vicious cycle, and it just goes over and over and over.
I'm tired of carrying these things around. I got them all out of my car. My wife goes, where are all your masks? The other day when we walked into the store, I was like, I don't need them anymore.
But you do, kind of. I know, it's weird. Ew. I don't know why things like this gross me out, because people in love should be joyful and happy.
You're such a prude.
I really am. Why am I the way I am?
I don't know.
Isn't it weird? Oh, so out to dinner last night with two of my girlfriends, and I meet them, and the way we're positioned, their backs are to the bar, but I am staring at the bar, right?
Right, right. You're looking at your friends, and therefore, over your shoulder, you can't help but see what is going on at the bar area.
And there's a couple there, and the woman is wearing...
Because bars are open again!
Yes, and there is a woman wearing a low-cut shirt, and it is... Actually, it might have been a dress. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The dress, it was showing a lot of cleavage.
Okay.
And like, immediately,
She's on a date. Wait, who are you to judge?
I'm not judging that.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm just saying that there was a lot going on. There was certainly a reason to impress. But the guy kept inching closer and closer. And I was like, oh no.
But they're out on a date.
Yeah. But then they started the hand holding on the bar, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, all right, like, that's all right. And then he's like staring, you know, and they're like deep in the conversation, and their faces are like 3 inches away from each other.
I mean, it's everything that you would want typically if it was your life.
No.
Frank, no.
No, I don't like PDA. You know I don't like that. I only let Paul hold my hands if we're walking on side streets. I'm afraid to get hit by a car. It's the only time.
And it sounds like a nice night, and that is insane.
then they start kissing.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is where I'm like, it's not very busy. There's probably only our table and maybe three other tables in the restaurant. And I want it to be the girl that's like, get a room!
I mean, really?
But I was
really?
Like,
be a grown-up.
But why?
What's wrong with you?
Why do you have to kiss in public like that? Like, why can't you just enjoy your dinner, have lovely conversation, and then move on with your lives and take it somewhere else?
They weren't sitting at your table. It's their own area. And
at the bar?
Right. Well, it's them at the bar.
What if there were children there?
There weren't.
Well, there weren't. But
right.
What if there were?
Well, shield the children's eyes or let them ask questions to their parents. It's really none of your concern.
Like, why are those strangers making kissy face at the bar?
That's the kid's problem. And that's the parents' problem to answer that question. Is that what we have to do now? We have to regulate ourselves to make sure kids don't ask questions?
It makes me feel very uncomfortable when I watch people make out. I feel like it doesn't belong in public.
I don't know. Maybe you should look away. Tell your friends to move.
It was hard. It was like a car crash. It's like, you know, you want to
so
not
wacky.
Look, but the way it's positioned and this is in your line of view and you're like, oh my gosh, again.
Isn't there something wonderful about the spontaneous kiss, the leaning in, the fact that somebody is so drawn into conversation or whatever, into their partner that, you know, they want to make that move? Come on.
There's something that's like with the quick peck and it's cute and then it's, you know.
What?
Yes.
So you got to be 90 sitting on a park bench for it to be okay? With you?
No, I just think that one is sort of like the, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
about.
If
yes.
you if that's the face you make when you're kissing, then you're right. That should not happen in public. That is bad.
I think that certain PDA should not happen in public. And I know it sounds terribly prude. I don't know when I turned into this person, but somehow along the line, here we are.
Yeah.
There was this couple sitting at the bar last night. It wasn't even a busy night at the restaurant. There was like not many tables there. And they were like kissing, but not like the sweet pecking kissing, like they were kissing. And I found it to be so repulsive that I almost couldn't eat my sandwich. Don't get me wrong, I still ate the sandwich, but for a minute I thought about not eating it because I was so repulsed by it.
This is terrible, all right? You're the one sitting staring at them. They're not asking you to watch them as they're out on a romantic date, all right? And a peck is what you give somebody when you walk in the house after coming home from work. You're out on a romantic date, she's wearing a dress, you're feeling all good. A little kissing is okay.
I don't know. I don't think PDA is okay. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yes. It's very nice to know that someone still believes in love.
Right. Thank you very much. That's nice. Yeah. Anna doesn't, by the way. Just to be clear.
I want to believe in love, but I want you to do it privately behind closed doors where I don't have to see it or hear it or smell it or anything.
Smell it? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
How about you maintain your own personal space? That won't be an issue.
I do believe in showing your love, and I do believe in showing up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, girl. Put it out there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think PDA is okay?
No. We were on a vacation one time at a resort, and this couple in the pool were like straddling each other for at least an hour. It was so uncomfortable, especially because our kids were in the swimming pool too.
Ew. Oh, come on.
That's why I don't go to jacuzzis at hotels.
Okay, well.
Like, I mean, it's got to be deserted. Like, I know what's been going on there.
Yeah.
I need to smell the chlorine, like, from a block away.
Okay.
And there needs to be nobody out there. That's what I'm saying.
There definitely should never be any PDA in a pool when there's other kids there.
This is what happens when there's a pool bar, though. Right? If there's a bar in the pool, naughty things are going to happen.
That okay. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Is PDA okay? What are your thoughts on it?
Hey, guys. Okay. Well, obviously, if you're just holding hands, you know, while you're walking down the street, that's just totally fine. But honestly, if people are, like, fully making out in the booth at a restaurant while, like, I don't know, people are eating, that is crossing the line.
I don't like when people sit next to each other in a booth, unless you're hard of hearing. And there is like a medical reason why you have to sit directly next to the person and not across from them.
Is that because you don't know where their hands are?
Well, right. Like, what are they doing? It just seems like wildly inappropriate. Why am I so
rude? For that long?
Why are you so nosy? Like, you're all in their business. Like, keep your eyes in your own booth.
I guess. I don't know. You don't think it's weird when people sit next to each other in a booth?
I think it's weird. I feel like, get over it. Come on, have a moment of separation. Like, look at each other. You don't
right.
have to be touching.
Oh, you can't see each other. Like, you're just touching. You can't look into each other's eyes. Isn't that more meaningful?
Some people would say it's romantic.
Yeah, me.
But I guess neither of those people would be you guys.
No. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. PDA, is it okay?
You know, I honestly don't mind PDA, but as long as it doesn't, like, get too, like, grabby and feely, you know what I mean? Like, a kiss here and there is okay, but we don't need to, like, watch you shove your tongue down your partner's throat in the grocery store while I'm just, like, trying to weigh my apples.
How about those people that are, like, they're kissing, they're tongue kissing, and, like, the tongues are out the mouth? Like, the mouths are not joined, and the tongues are, like, you know, they're 2-3 inches out. It's like a pair of serpents going at it.
So nasty.
Oh, no, thank you.
Like I said, I skeeve all of it.
It's a little much at the BBQ.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't think this is the first time this has showed up on the text line. If you wear jeans to church, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that really a bad thing?
So we've had this conversation before. So I wear jeans to church, but my husband would never. He was brought up that every Sunday they went to 7 a.m. Mass and he had to wear khakis. And to this day, he would never in a million years wear jeans to church. And he gets mad that I put the girls in jeans.
Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those people that lies. I don't go. So, I might go on holidays, but I'm not going to be one of those people that lies and says that I go more often than I do or whatever. I think the important thing is that you're there, right? I mean, that's kind of my thing. My thing is, too, is I don't need to go because if I want to talk to somebody, I just talk to them.
Do you know, what I did notice about church, though?
What's that?
It's where you see the most bedhead. Like, it's the most bedhead because I think people, even if they're dressed, like they try to get dressed up, their hair is
they don't
always
care about
messed
the hair
up.
On a Sunday morning, they don't care about it. They're like, I'm not using any product today.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you have to steal rosary beads from a store.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
It is
so
sad.
Many levels.
Three pairs.
What's the store? Is it like a store where you guys made them and it's handmade, or is it like a gas station?
What gas station is selling rosary beads?
Department store.
Yeah, because maybe they really need those rosary beads.
It's so sad.
Yeah, if you just go to church, I'm sure that they'll give it to you if you ask.
Maybe their church is the mall, and they're in a desperate moment, and they needed it at that moment. Maybe it's going to be the thing that saves them.
They found Christ.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's really weird and sad all at the same time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you're right, though. It's one to ponder.
Yeah. I'm going to think about that tonight when I go to bed.
Well, pray for both of them.
I will.
The store and them.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hi there. If you're anywhere and you sneeze and somebody doesn't bless you, it does not have to be God, but just a simple bless you, that's all I need to know about you.
Welcome to religious all I need today.
It doesn't have to be religious, but, you know, I've had times where I sneeze or something and nobody says anything and I want to say, did you not just hear me?
Raven says Gesundheit. And I think it's weird.
I say both.
No,
I say bless you. Anna sneezes 3 to 4 times in a row. It's annoying. So do you know how many times I say bless you? You know what? And the thing is, when I see somebody and they sneeze out in public right now, anyways, I'm halfway to my bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, all right, hope you feel better.
And every time he says it, I'm like, Gesundheit.
I like the Gesundheit, whatever that is. It's
see?
A least acknowledgement.
See?
You know?
There you go.
And you know, I'm a multiple sneezer. And you don't have to say bless you every time, but like when the person's done, or even just one little bless you.
Oh, she goes like 3-4 times. So, but I'm quick. I'm also a very abundant clapper. I'm the first guy with applause at something. Sometimes the performer's not even done, and I'm already clapping. So it's the same thing with the sneeze bless you.
This is the same thing. This is what happens.
I'm a premature Gesundheiter.
I sneeze. I'm like, achoo, achoo.
Yeah.
And then he goes, are you done yet?
Right, because she keeps going.
And I go, I think there's one more. I think there's one more. And then I go,
then you won't get it.
And then he'll go, Gesundheit.
He might not have heard you the first one.
Oh,
I hear
no.
that.
I hear her. She hits me with the spray.
You could call or text 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Are you cheap? 1-800-330-9999. I think for most people, you don't consider yourself cheap. Maybe you consider yourself frugal, which is a nice way of saying cheap, I guess.
No, come on. Cheap is a derogatory term. Frugal is, you know, you're a smart consumer. You're a smart shopper.
What makes you cheap? Yeah. Not frugal. Cheap. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I'm looking at the signs of things, how you know you're cheap. Pressure people for freebies. I'm the one that does a couple laps at Costco so I could get a couple of free samples.
Circle back and be like, are you got new samples out yet?
This time I put my sunglasses on.
Do you make excuses the second, third time? You're like, they're so good, but I'm undecided.
Cheap. Failing to leave a tip. You know, that's cheap.
Yeah, of course.
That's straight cheap. Let's see. Hoarding. Oh, I've been watching hoarders on TV. It is scary. That is a serious problem if you're a hoarder.
But what do you hoard that makes you cheap that you actually get a benefit from?
You know what I hoard a lot of?
What's that?
Office supplies. So, like, I have so many, like, notebooks and pens and folders and, like, at my house, like, stacks of them over the years.
So, are you confessing you're taking them from here and you're taking them home?
I've just accumulated them and I refuse to throw them away because I always think we're going to need these one day. What am I going to need those for? What do I need 1,700 notebooks for?
Nothing. I mean, you could pick one up when you were done with the one you were on and that would be just fine.
Yeah.
You've accumulated them. You accumulated them from here. They don't go anywhere else. Oh, my God. You're stealing.
No, I just sometimes,
right.
I don't know.
I'll give you an example. Yeah. All right. So I'm frugal when, like, I just woke up. So I'm at the dealership, right? And I'm getting my car worked on. Why is it that everybody is super, like, we're always suspicious of whatever the dealer says to you, right? Like, you need this for your car and it costs this. And you're always like, nope. I'll wait till next time because you've got to go home, do your research or whatever. So I just found a better price on tires. I'm going to be getting my tires from there. That's frugal.
Okay.
Whereas I'll stand at Cumbie's for like hours and just get free sips of my soda whenever I want to if I'm having a conversation with somebody there, and I'll just keep stealing that sip. I'm paying for the cup.
For the fountain soda.
That's right. I'm paying for the cup, but I'm going to top off my fountain whenever I want.
That's cheap.
There's a difference.
I'm cheap when it comes to Dakota's clothes. So I guess lesson learned as a mom is like, because when Hayden, my older daughter, she's 12, when she was little, I used to buy her really nice clothes because I wanted her to have nice clothes.
Sure.
And then I realized I would buy them and then she would destroy them after like one wear, or she would like grow out of them before
instantly.
I even put them in. Yeah.
Instantly out of them.
So Dakota, forget it. Like, that poor kid wears basically rags because I'm gonna refuse to spend money on buying her like any really nice clothes.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Walked into Bed Bath & Beyond, didn't have a coupon, turn around, walked right out.
I mean, how do you not have a coupon for that place? Most people are carrying 20 of them.
And my phone wouldn't download, so I couldn't get any online coupons either. I forgot them at home. I was like, I'm out of here.
Right.
There's certain things that you do that just make you cheap. If I don't have that 20% off the Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm not going in there.
That makes sense. I get it.
Producer Sean, what do you do that makes you cheap?
I'm cheap about shoes. Really cheap about shoes. I don't understand why people buy those $80 shoes. I'll go to Walmart and get myself a $10 pair of shoes, man.
I mean, do you mean shoes or do you mean like sneakers or do you mean like anything you put on your feet
anything
in general?
Anything I put on my feet in general. Shoes, boots, sandals, I don't care.
My favorite part about that is that he talked about $80 pair of shoes like
it was crazy.
Like they're a pair
like
of Ferragamo loafers.
Right.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
Right.
You're weird. Why do you walk around on them? You ruin them. Why do you need to see how much money?
Because
shoes?
They support your feet. That supports your body. That supports your back.
Yeah, it's called insoles.
Yeah, you know, I am relatively cheap about shoes too, but nothing compared to that. Like me, you know me, it kills me to spend over like $60-$70 for a pair of sneakers. That's wrong, and that's an age thing. I remember when a great pair of sneakers was always $40 or $45 the most.
Oh,
thank you.
God.
Most.
Nothing
thank
makes you. Me feel better
but I can't
than
go
a good
$10.
Pair of shoes.
I can't go $10.
$10. Those people that spend $80 on shoes.
I feel like the soles would fall right off on me. Like my feet are too busted for $10.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you cheap?
Hey. Okay, well, good thing my daughter's a little too young to be listening to the radio yet because I'm going to, it's cereal. She loves, Special K with the strawberries in it, but she hates the store brand, the generic that I buy because it's $1.50 cheaper. So I keep a box of Special K, and I just keep replacing the bag with the store brand when I buy a new box of store brand cereal.
Oh, my gosh. And she can't tell the difference?
No, she can't tell the difference. She's totally bamboozled.
Oh, that's some sneaky mom stuff right there.
Yeah, but it's savvy. It's a good move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
good
I'm on board.
It's the way we do it.
Frankly, I wish my wife would do that to me with certain things now that you mention it. I never even thought about that.
Like wrap like pieces of apple in a Snickers bar wrapper?
Well, not exactly, but I guess that would be better too.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you cheap about?
Oh, I'm insane about ATM fees. I have a bank that's super far from everywhere I am, so I will drive out of my way to go to that bank so I don't have to pay those $3. Or I just plan and I get cash back from like every store I go to, so I'm covered.
I hate going to ATMs to get cash. It's like my biggest pet peeve because I feel like it's so always out of the way.
Right.
It's like an unnecessary trip. But you're right. Like ATM fees are nonsense.
I'm in the same boat. Like my bank was ultra convenient when I signed up for it years ago. And right. Now it's just super inconvenient. It's in all the wrong places. And it charges me bank fees every time I use a foreign ATM. My wife never pays ATM fees. And every time I whine about it or tell her we've got to go to this other ATM or other place to use the bank, she always points it out to me. But I just ordered so many checks, Anna.
Oh, God.
I have like 300 checks.
Where are you going to go? You're going to go to McDonald's? You're going to write a check for $4.67 for your Big Mac?
I write one check a month, and I need those checks, and I just ordered new checks.
It's ridiculous.
These checks are going to last me for at least 2 decades. What am I going to do about my bank?
You refuse to get rid of checks. You'll never be able to change banks because now you order this book of checks that'll last you for the next 17 years. There's a difference between frugal and cheap. What makes you actually cheap? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
So when I was in college, I would get all of my plastic forks by just stealing hordes of them from Chipotle.
Right. You know, I mean, the whole bin is there, all right? It's hardly your fault. The temptation was too much to resist, clearly.
I steal pens everywhere
I
go.
And they're really high-quality forks.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I get it. I whenever I'm like at a restaurant and it's like a decent pen, I'm like, I just put it right in my pocketbook.
What?
I don't know.
That's the waitress's pen.
But not if it's like has a name on it, but if it says like,
it's the pen she's using, she Bic. Put it on your table.
I'm sure they've got more in the back.
You're terrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you cheap?
Hey, I don't know what it is, but I refuse to buy any sort of pasta at a restaurant. And I can buy an entire pound for 79 cents at the grocery store.
I get that. I understand that. Personally, I love pasta too much, wherever you'll serve it to me.
Right.
But sometimes like, you see a pasta dish for like $27, and I get mad because
right.
I'm like, there's no way. Like, that should cost $27.
Well, especially when the kids just want pasta and butter.
Oh.
And it's like, absolutely not.
Santa and Raven, what are you cheap about?
Well, personally, I always buy like the off-brand, like generic toothpaste and like dental floss because I feel like it's just getting thrown away anyway. So like, what's the point? You know, like same thing with the toilet paper and paper towels. You're like basically buying future trash. So why am I going to pay more for a brand?
I understand the thought process behind that. Like, you're literally buying things that you're going to throw away.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to use them. I think they're called consumables or something, right? I mean, that's something that you're going to use. So if you go cheap on the toilet paper, we know the bad results that happen with that. On the toothpaste, I'm not sure I'm willing to take the risk. You know, if it says it's whitening, but it's the cheap knockoff, is it actually darkening? I don't know what it's doing to my teeth.
But the dental floss, excellent point.
Yeah.
Like, why would
you try that one?
Yeah,
right,
definitely.
Right. Certain items, it's totally cool.
I'm just going to start using rope, like the cords from the earbuds that nobody uses anymore. That's going to be my new dental floss from here on out.
I told you, I'm down with the Aldi mayonnaise, but don't you dare switch my peanut butter or soda. Never.
Santa and Raven, what makes you cheap?
Dryer sheets, I have to admit. I get the really nice, expensive ones, and I cannot just throw it away after one dry. I use it like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, I get the cheap ones. I'll use a couple in there because I don't care because I'm going with the cheap ones. I think they're from Mexico.
What?
Yeah. No, they come in a box that looks like Bounce, but it's not Bounce. It's like, you know, springy or something.
It's Lounce.
It's like a word that also signifies bouncing, but it's not Bounce, you know?
Right. Flounce.
Pogo stick. Right. It could be anything. I mean, but the box looks the same. So, you know, if you look real quick, it fools you. But yeah, I'm cheap on those.
5 questions, 1 great prize.
Today, we're going to talk about strangers.
Can you think like a stranger?
Because we never talk to strangers.
Here's Anna and Raven.
Why don't we all say that together? We never talk to strangers.
Hi, Christine. This morning we're playing Think Like a Stranger. This is a very easy game to play. We're going to introduce you to a stranger that John met on the street, all right? Producer John is going to ask that stranger five questions. All you have to do, Christine, is match one of that stranger's five questions. If you do that, we're going to give you an Amazon Echo. Pretty sweet deal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's meet today's stranger.
Hi, this is Tracy, and you're listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
Tracy, what do you do for a living?
I am a personal assistant.
What kind of work do you like? Do you have to do people's laundry and stuff?
No, I take care of their tower gardens and feed their cats.
Do you wish you could do their laundry?
Always.
That seems like a lie. I mean, who wishes to do somebody else's laundry? But a tower garden sounds awesome.
What is a tower garden?
I think it's one of those things that, like, you know, you use if you have a smaller space, but you want a garden. So, like, it's stackable. It's like shelves, and you put a garden in there.
But why do people need somebody to take care of that for them?
I don't know. I mean, plants. All right. Guess they need water and stuff. I don't know. I don't keep anything alive except myself.
All right, Christine. So here's the thing. You have to think like you're Tracy, this organizer personal assistant. These are the five questions we asked her. I want you to think, how would she answer them? Ready?
Okay.
Number one, what does the first day of school smell like?
Fresh pencil.
Number two, how long does the flavor in gum last?
6 minutes.
Number three, how many turns does it take to turn off a water hose?
She probably really knows this one because she does gardens. I'm going to go with 20 turns.
How many jelly beans do you think come in a bag of jelly beans?
65.
And are bananas smarter than avocados?
Absolutely not.
Let's see how you did.
What does the first day of school smell like?
Crayons.
Do you say crayons or
crayons?
Crayons. Okay, there's been some debate on the show.
Oh, there sure has. I say that it's crayons.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's crayons. That's how people speak. But to me, the first day of school smells like cheese.
What?
Like, you know, those cheese packets that come with, like, crackers? That's what it smells like.
How long does the flavor in gum last for?
At least 45 minutes, because I've had this one in my mouth for about that.
Where are you getting gum that lasts for 45 minutes? I would have Juicy Fruit as a kid. It would last 3 seconds.
Extra spearmint.
Yeah.
45 minutes?
Yeah, you went with six. Big League Chew also goes away really, really fast. I would maybe switch up your gum.
Not looking so good, Christine.
How many turns does it take to turn off water running from a hose?
One.
That's an epic turn. Really? You can do it in just one?
Yeah, I have the little thing that just goes beep and it stops the whole thing. It's like the spigot after the spigot.
I feel like that's cheating, but then again, you're the same person who had 45 minute gum, so I can respect that. That's okay.
I mean, she is a professional, right? Who knew that she was going to have a personalized tool for that?
It's weird.
How many jelly beans do you think come in a bag of jelly beans?
86.
Shockingly precise.
Oh, gosh. It all comes down to this last question. Let's see if you can match this one, Christine.
Are bananas smarter than avocados? And why?
No.
But why?
Bananas wear pajamas.
Oh, man.
But you want to know what? That's a match because Christine said absolutely not. She says that bananas are not smarter than avocados. Well, congratulations, Christine, because you matched that last one. You're picking up this Amazon Echo.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, you won. Enjoy that Amazon Echo from the Anna and Raven Show.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three big news stories. You really only get to hear about one, and Raven chooses which one it is. All right, Raven, ready for today's choices?
I love to choose for the people.
Mm-hmm. A teenager pushes a brown bear off her backyard wall. Number two, a couple hides thousands of dollars in baby products at Targets. Or three, Florida man claims stand your ground defense for killing an iguana.
First off, I don't like the thought of animal abuse. At least a bear fight is one-on-one, and I don't need any baby products. So I'm going to go with the teenager fighting the bear, because, you know, bears are tough enough to stand up for themselves. I like to hear about man pushing back every once in a while.
And you probably want to know what happened to that teenager, right?
Or the bear.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's a viral video that's going out. It comes out of Southern California, and a teenager is pushing a large brown bear off a wall in her backyard. Now, what happened was the bear had grabbed her dog, but let go after she shoved it over the wall.
Oh, don't you mess with my puppy.
Here she is talking about it.
We made direct eye contact. I mean, we were in each other's faces.
Can you imagine?
She made direct eye contact.
I mean, I don't
we were in each
ever.
Other's face.
I don't want to make
She's talking
eye
about
contact.
The bear,
the
right?
bear.
So she took the fight to the bear.
The bear stared her down. Can you imagine?
Don't go near my puppies, man. Don't you? It's like your child.
Well, here we go. What it is, it's a face-off of Mama. You have the real Mama Bear,
right,
that's protecting her cubs.
Oh, the cubs were there too?
Yes.
Oh, that could have been real bad.
Right. So you got Mama Bear for real Mama Bear. Then you got Mama Bear who's protecting her fur babies, her puppies.
Whose house were they at?
That's her house. Well, I mean, it's not at the bear's house.
The human's house? All right, so the human wins in this one. All right,
Wait a minute.
The human gets to stand up for themselves, because if you're at the mom's house, all right, and you're coming around with your fur babies to the mom's house, that's not good either.
Where do you think the bear's house is? Like, I'm wondering, is it like, is there porridge being served at the bear house?
I didn't get that far. I think California, I think of a lovely beach, and then I think of like someone with a ukulele, maybe. Yeah.
All right, here
maybe
continues.
The bear lives over there underneath a palm tree or something. I don't know. There's woods in California, too. I know that.
I sprint towards her, and in that split second, I decide to push the bear like it was nothing, apparently. When I push the bear, she falls back, and that's when the dog she grabbed runs away, and I pick up my other dog, and I scram.
Yeah, you get out of there real fast. You get out of there real fast. He asked me, dead straight face, whose house were they at?
Well, I wanted to make sure, if you're trespassing, all right, at the bear's house, and she's got her cubs there, I mean, everything I've been told is don't get in between a bear and her cubs.
Well, right? Yeah, so
if you were at her house, that's one thing, but if she brought her cubs to your house, she brought that mess around your house, then she deserves to get, you know, whatever she got.
Well, good news. The bear just fell off the stone wall and kind of ran away. And she took off with her puppies, and everybody is okay.
Everybody's fine. A little bit shooken up, but we're going to be all right.
Whose house were they at?
Well, what? It matters.
Okay. There's actually a recommended amount of money you should always carry on you, and you're not going to believe what that number is.
What's that number?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh, all right, come
boys.
On. Got
everybody
me so
take out your wallets.
Yep,
everybody take out your wallets. Producer Sean is here. Producer John is here. And obviously, Raven, I never leaves. Okay.
Right.
We're going to getting it out of your computer bag?
Yeah.
All right. So, John, let's start with you.
Yeah.
How much actual cash do you have in your wallet
right
now?
I have two actual dollars right now. $2.
Wow.
And that is a lot of cash for me, too.
Well, yeah, that's two tips.
People don't really carry cash. I don't carry cash ever. My rule is always $20. Like, I need to have $20 in my wallet in case I get my nails done. I need to leave a tip or something like that, right?
Okay.
Yep. Producer Sean, how much cash do you have in your wallet?
I have $283 in my wallet.
What?
Dude, what?
For what?
What? Are you going to pay your cable bill or something?
What are you doing with that?
You know what? I'm that
What's
rare
going
person.
On?
I prefer cash over the card.
What?
Oh, are you so dirty? Nobody likes that nowadays, man. When you pull out your cash
it's
now,
easier.
Does somebody look
it's
at
easier.
You like you're pulling out some sort of poisonous thing? Like when you do it at a store, does anybody ever put their hands up and go, no, no, I don't want that?
No.
I've been to stores where it says like electronic cards only. They don't want them to get the cash anymore.
Right.
Unless you go to like small local businesses. They're like, no, we'll take that cash. Don't worry. Everything's still cool.
Right.
Raven, how much cash you got on you?
Looks like right now I've got $46. I did just go to the bank. I've got a bank slip right next to it. So $46.
$6, $7, $3. I have $40 as well.
$40.
I have $40,
wow.
Which is actually pretty good for me, to be honest. All right. 42% of Americans usually carry less than $40 in cash.
I believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
30% between 41 and 99. 17% between 100 and 199. 11% of people, like producer Sean, carry over $200.
Baller.
Yeah. So Woo. How much should you actually have in your wallet at all times? You're not going to believe this. $200.
What?
Why?
$200. Because the mentality and the reasoning behind it is that it can handle a small standard emergency, but not like a giant one. So, for instance, if you go to a restaurant and you go to use your card and your card's not working, and you say, run it again, and they run it again, and it's still not working.
And they cut it up in front of you with a French accent and go... Get out of here.
This happened to me the other day.
You say that in French.
I was at my favorite restaurant, and they're like, it's not working. They handed me my card, and I was like, it's the chip. And there's a trick where you rub the chip to make it work.
Yeah. Sure.
And I was like, just try sliding it. And then they slid it, and they were like, no. And then I was like, all right, punch in the numbers. And this is like the third time going back. And I was like, okay.
People are starting to look at you at that point.
Well, yeah. Like, I know the money's there.
Right.
So it went through that time when they put the numbers in. But all I kept thinking about was, okay, like I have my going out purse on. All I have is my license and my
card.
You
would have to leave your baby. Some sort of collateral. I mean, nobody carries only one card.
They
That's
didn't
the
want
other
Dakota.
Thing. Nobody carries only one card.
Oh, I've only
That's
got
the
one
thing
card.
Then.
You only have one?
You're only carrying one card
Debit
in your wallet?
Debit card. Never had a credit card in my life. That's it.
1.
Do you have a credit score of like 2? Is that the problem here?
No, I have a great credit score because I never put anything on credit. I've got like
I'm
a
not boss. Sure he understands
that's
how credit
how
works.
I've bought a couple of cars.
I have literally
I've taken
like,
out a couple of loans. I've yeah. paid them all off. That's it. Salt's on there.
I have about 6 cards on me, I think, right now. And I've got like a mini wallet on. You must have 10.
Yeah. No, I have a million in my wallet.
I was going to say, you must have 10 or 15 on Sean?
Yeah.
I have 3.
I mean,
he's got the most money and he's got cards. He's got a good balance of cards.
Yeah, but the only issue is when you're going out and you're going out purse, you only put the necessities in there. You're not bringing 6 things with you. And that's what they're saying is you get in a situation like that, you need to have at least $200 cash to cover your check.
Not if I've got a baby for collateral.
Okay.
One thing that's been settled here is, Sean, you're buying lunch.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Maura and BJ. Maura, what's going on?
Okay. BJ and I have been dating for, a little over 2 years now, I think. And his mom, who I met about a couple of months after we were dating, we get along for sure, but we're not super tight. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that she is constantly bringing up BJ's ex-girlfriend, Linda. Like, all I hear about is Linda. It not only has just driven a wedge now between me and BJ's mom, but it's driving a little bit of a wedge between me and BJ, and I'm getting angry, and I've asked him to say something, and he hasn't, but now it's not just coming to a little bit more of a boiling point because BJ's mom wants to invite Linda over for a big 4th of July party because they have one every year. And it's just like, why would you do that? Like, I'm dating your son. Why would you? And of course, I said, yes, of course, no problem. Yes. I'm trying to be like the happy-go-lucky, like, sure, no, I don't want to cause any issues. It's not my place to say anything to her. I feel like it should come from BJ.
BJ, why wouldn't you, I mean, I understand. Why does your mom keep bringing up your ex? Like, yeah. Especially 2 years since you guys have been dating.
I mean, I've seen this before. The parents, they get attached to people that are dating. But yeah, why is she doing it? And why won't you just tell her to stop?
I mean, look, this is, we dated a long time ago, and my mom and Linda are just, they're friends. She hasn't really found the need to like remove Linda from her life because the two of them have gotten along great for a long time. Her mom passed away, you know, when I was in high school, and so my mom has been like a second mother to Linda. And so it's an interesting situation where like she's, you know, someone that's really important to Linda because Linda didn't really have anyone growing up. Given the circumstances, you know, I think you should be a little bit more understanding that like Linda's really not around. She's not in our lives. She's not in a relationship. My mom takes care of her and also just is you know, has helped her out for all these years.
But they can have a relationship. They can go for coffee and tea. I'm not saying don't have a relationship. I'm like, please just don't bring her up so much around me and then invite her to parties now with me. Like,
I don't know, though. I at this point, I don't think I know. I kind of see your point here, BJ. That's not really your position, Maura, and that's not necessarily BJ's position even to tell that to his mother.
Right.
This is sticky.
Yeah, but there is a point where you have to move on, and if your son is no longer with her, it's one thing for her to have a separate relationship. I think Maura has a point. If she wants to have a separate relationship with her, then, of course, like you can't tell his mom who to be friends with or who to be close with, but you can respectfully say it bothers Maura that you bring up Linda all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but you're going to tell his mother not to invite her to the barbecue?
Mm.
That's what you're going to do? Half the neighborhood's there, and you're going to tell his mom what to do? I don't know. Go to phone calls. That's
she lives 20 minutes away. It's not like she's in the neighborhood, and that's
it's
the
not
thing.
Your business, like, to tell that. It's not your business to decide that, Maura.
Let's see what our audience has to say. 2 years they've been together. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. Anna and Raven. The best way to sum this up, it's complicated. It's complicated. Maura and BJ have been dating for 2 years. Now, BJ's mom constantly brings up his ex-girlfriend, Linda, and Maura feels very uncomfortable, especially because she had asked her opinion would be okay to invite her to the 4th of July party. Here's the twist, though. BJ's mom is kind of like a second mom to the ex because she had lost her mom when she was younger and they had grown very close.
This happened while they were dating. Yeah. She lost her mother while BJ was dating this girl in high school years later. Now, I get it. It's totally inappropriate that she always be talking about her. And you know what? It's going to feel uncomfortable. And it's going to be a little bit odd at this party. But you need to realize that this ex-girlfriend's not a regular ex-girlfriend. They dated years ago. It's not his ex right before this. This was a long time ago. There's no romance involved here. They just still have a personal relationship.
But it bothers Maura. And they've been dating for 2 years. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court.
I'm definitely on the girl's side because I was in this situation. I was supposed to go to a party, and it's, like, disgusting. Like, ew. I don't want to be around. I don't want to hear about that person. Like, come on. Like, separate that. An ex is an ex. Like, X them out. Like,
I just want to say that I understand it. It's a human emotion, but you sound immature. You sound shallow. You sound like you have no idea what somebody else goes through. And I'll tell you something else.
Uh-huh.
If you try and tell his mother what to do, suggesting that she stop bringing her up so much is one thing. But if you try and tell her what she's going to do in her house, you play a dangerous game there. You make an enemy of the mother. I doubt she's going to be your mother-in-law.
I understand what you're saying, Raven. And I see how it sounds so terrible. But my mama always told me an ex is an ex and you have to draw a line somewhere. And I think that when the parents get involved, it gets tough.
Now imagine losing a parent, not having a parent to talk to. I mean, she doesn't know what that's like.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Maura and BJ have been dating for 2 years, and the one thing that has always been consistent is that BJ's mom always brings up his ex-girlfriend. And now she's even said to Maura, do you mind if I invite her to our 4th of July party? Here's the thing, though. When BJ was dating his ex, she had lost her mother, so his mom almost became like a second mom to her, and they're still very close.
This relationship took place years ago. There's no romance involved at this point right now, but still, Maura says she's got to go. She can't be at this party, and you got to tell your mom to stop talking about her.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court.
Hi, I totally am on her side. I had a similar situation. My son and his ex-girlfriend, they broke up. I absolutely loved her. I reached out to her a few times. Same thing. She wasn't, you know, tight with her mom. I was her second mother. When my son got together with his now fiance, you stop that. I go for coffee with, you know, his ex-girlfriend. We still talk and everything. But when my son's around with his now fiance, I don't talk about that. It's like getting divorced. You don't keep bringing up your ex-husband or your ex-wife when you're divorced.
I think that, she's right. First off, you don't keep a relationship going with your kid's ex. But I don't think that these are the same situation. This girl's mother died. She died, and she was a mother figure to her at this point. It's years later now at this point. This is not just a regular ex. This is a different relationship. This is almost a family member.
Yeah, I agree, but I also agree with that caller just said, too. I think there has to be boundaries. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Oh, definitely on the girlfriend side. I think the relationship that the mom has with the ex is totally inappropriate.
I honestly can't believe how cold you guys are being to somebody who lost a parent. I honestly can't. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on BJ's side. It's like a very fine line, though. Like, when you first hear her story, you automatically are like, no, that's messed up. But when you hear his side, like, obviously the mom shouldn't constantly be bringing her up. But I can completely understand, like, why his mother is still, like, involved with her and just having, like, a relationship. So if the relationship between BJ and the other girl didn't end, like, with her being, like, a psychopath, I don't see the harm in, like, inviting her to, like, a big party and just keeping in touch with her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Maura, our audience agreed with you. BJ, mentioning it to your mom that it hurts Maura's feelings is not the end of the world. I think just having a conversation about that is honest and respectful to your relationship.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I still disagree. Because it doesn't feel like it's my place. I can respectfully bring it up.
Wow. But
it's like, you have a kid. So if you have a kid, you're going to bring them up. It's your kid. That's how Linda is to mom. So it's like, I think you need to be a little bit more secure in our relationship and know that I don't like anyone else. It's you and
this
I.
This is not
sure. I'll respectfully bring it up. I'll respectfully bring it up. Whatever. That's, you know.
Not about me being insecure, but whatever.
I mean, you got you got the votes, Mara, but I'll tell you right now, like, I mean, I get what you're saying. Your mother, BJ, should not be bringing up the ex all the time. You know, if that's how she works her conversations, then she should definitely become more aware of that and try and do a better job with that. But you're talking about a grown person who puts in their own dues and handles their own life, and telling them how to behave when it comes to, like, gatherings and stuff like that. The girlfriend of 2 years, you've been there 10 minutes in the blink of an eye as far as she's viewing. And I would be very careful. Best of luck. You got the votes, and best of luck with that conversation. Best of luck with your relationship, guys.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Amanda, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Amanda.
Okay. Amanda, I have crafted the questions that can take him down today. You just need to know the answers, okay?
Okay.
$300 on the line. Raven is out of here. That big studio door has closed. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, former NSYNC star Lance Bass and his husband are expecting twins via surrogate. Lance Bass was a contestant during season 7 of what reality competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Number two, Kate Winslet wouldn't allow Mayor of Easttown director to edit out any of her belly during a love scene. It was a little bulgy. What 1996 movie based on a Shakespeare tragedy did Kate Winslet play Ophelia?
Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Number three, the actress that played Cher in Clueless was just cast to join an all-star cast in a movie titled Senior Year for Paramount Players. Who was Cher?
Stephanie J. Block.
And number four, the official Schitt's Creek coffee table is coming this fall. In season 4 of Schitt's Creek, David, in an attempt to show Patrick how much he means to him, dances to what song by Tina Turner?
I don't know.
And number five, according to a new study, nearly half of Americans believe that dinosaurs still exist. Barney was the big purple dinosaur, but what was the name of his 3-year-old female best friend that was a triceratops?
Baby Bop.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Okay, Amanda got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Amanda. Let's see how I do. $300.
Yeah. Number one, former NSYNC star Lance Bass and his husband are expecting twins via surrogate. Lance Bass was a contestant during season 7 of what reality competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. Number two, Kate Winslet wouldn't allow Mayor of Easttown's director to edit out any of her bulgy belly during a love scene. She says she wants people to see her, what she really looks like.
Okay.
What 1996 movie based on a Shakespeare tragedy did Kate Winslet play Ophelia?
Ophelia would be Hamlet.
Hamlet is correct. Number three, the actress that played Cher in Clueless was just cast to join an all-star cast in a movie titled Senior Year for Paramount Players. Who was Cher?
Rachel McAdams. I'll just take a shot.
Alicia Silverstone. What the heck?
Sorry.
All right. Number four.
Oh, Clueless. Right.
The official Schitt's Creek coffee table is coming this fall. In season 4 of Schitt's Creek, David, in an attempt to show Patrick how much he means to him, dances to what song by Tina Turner?
You're simply the best.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think you were going to know that.
My wife watches that show all the time.
And number five, according to a new study, nearly half of Americans believe that dinosaurs still exist. Barney was the big purple dinosaur, but what was the name of his 3-year-old female best friend that was a triceratops?
Gosh, I don't know.
Baby Bop. I'm sorry, Amanda. He beat you 3-2 this morning. We'll hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Amanda, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.